This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Yes, hello. My name is Cindy. About 10 years ago, I lived in this small town called Adelanto, California, and I lived in a duplex. And we had a, it was two units, so there was a wall. We could hear the neighbors when they were home. You could, you know, hear them talking and all that. So anytime we would leave, we would be gone for the weekend. Nobody else has the keys to my place. My neighbor would tell me, hey, what was all that noise? Did you guys throw a party? What was going on? There was a lot of noise coming from your unit. And I was like, no, we've been gone for the weekend. And, you know, I was thinking that they were hearing things. But ever since I first moved there, I felt like something was watching me. It felt off. I sensed like a negative. I got negative vibes that something bad was definitely, something wasn't right for sure. I grew up in a Christian home. I grew up apostolic, Christian apostolic, I would always have what you call sleep paralysis. And in the mornings, I would wake up with scratches all over my arms, bruises on my leg, and I always found it was every morning. I got really bad sleep. I would wake up at all times in the night. And so one time, I felt something on top of me. I couldn't open my eyes. I could hear everything going on. Everything that was going on around me, I could hear it, but I just couldn't move. And then I felt something go in me. And when I say in me, it's something penetrated me. Whatever it was, started having sex with me. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, it felt good. It was scary nonetheless, but I had an orgasm and everything. It was just scary. It was scary to think that I had an orgasm from a ghost. So, I felt really dirty, because I couldn't stop it. I couldn't push it away from me. I couldn't move, you know? So I told my mom, once I woke up, like, was fully awake, and I know I didn't dream it up, you know? I have the evidence, you know, once I went to the restroom in the morning, I had him on, you know, my panties. And so I told my mom what had happened. I was a little embarrassed to tell her. And she told me, no, it was just a dream. It was a dream. I'm like, no, mom, I know what I felt. At the time, I was probably like 20 years old. My mom didn't believe me. She didn't believe it really happened. She just believed that it was a dream. And so when a couple weeks had passed after that, and in the morning my mom was really quiet and very pale. She looked like she hadn't gotten any sleep. And I tell her what's wrong. She didn't want to say anything. She's like, no, nothing. But I knew something was wrong. I know my mother. And then, like an hour later, she was finally able to talk about it. She said, you know what had happened to you, what I thought was in your sleep? And then I looked at her with my eyes all wide, and I'm like, and she started crying. I'm like, oh my God, Mom, the same thing happened to you? And she was crying, and she said, yeah, the same thing happened. She's like, there's something evil in this house. And, well, it's a duplex, but there's something evil in here. And so the thing is, I was friends with my neighbor, and she said that things would fall off the shelves. The same thing in my place, in my unit. Things would fly off the shelves. And then in the walls, you could hear like a, kind of like a ticking noise, or kind of like a, when you get a marble and you start hitting it on tile, you could hear sort of like a tapping. It's hard to describe the noise, but she would always hear that. And I know she had, my neighbor had a daughter that would actually talk to somebody in the closet. So I don't know if it was an imaginary friend or what, but, it was just, it was something not right. Something happened there, and so I spoke to the owner, and he thinks that, that one of the tenants, used to perform some type of ritual in there. So, I don't know if that had anything to do, with what I'm thinking it did, you know, something stayed there. To this day, I'm pretty sure that place is haunted, but yeah, I moved out. I can't live with something like that. Like, I'm not trying to, you know, get raped again. That was scary. But yeah, that was my story. Thank you guys for listening. You guys take care. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.